Good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Philippians, chapter 4. And let's read verse 4 to verse 7. Book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 4 to 7. The word of God says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Amen. Let's come to the Lord in prayer. Let us know that the Lord is near. Let us rejoice and be glad. We should not be upset or sad or careful for nothing. That's what the Lord say in His Word. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, in every situation, let's come to God by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving to the Lord. And make our request known unto God. And the Lord will hear our prayer, will give us peace, peace in our hearts and peace in our minds, and will do the right things, and you lead us to do the right things. Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this time of worship and prayer. We adore you, we worship you. O God, let your name be glorified and lifted up in our midst. We give you thanks, O God, we rejoice in your presence. We thank you, we adore you, we worship you. O Lord, we continue to serve you, we commit our lives unto you, Lord. Commit our hearts and mind even this time. Whatever things that disturb, we come against in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the victory that we have in Christ. Jesus, give thanks to the Lord. We thank you for the good health, for the recovery, for the answer of prayer, for being with us, O God, for supporting us, for strengthening us, for inspiring us with your word and your will. We thank you for the word of God, the scripture that you always give us, enlighten us. We thank you, Lord, for being near to us, O God, as you say, and you promise, the Lord is at hand. We thank you, Lord, for you are at hand with us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are near unto us. O God, hear our prayer. We thank you, Lord. We adore you. We bless you, O God. You say you be careful for nothing. We pray. We put our problem. Let's come to the Lord. Give him your problem. Give him the situation that you are passing through. Know the Lord is near. He will take care of it. O Lord, I pray. We put in your hands the things that is beyond our control. Put in your hand, in the hand of the Lord, whatever problem, whatever issue, whatever situation, the family, in your work, in your visa, in your finances, in your health, come to the Lord, and He'll be the one to answer the prayers. Of God, we thank the Lord. We bless you, we magnify you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Commit your life unto Him, your problem unto Him. Pray for yourself. Lord, preserve me, God. Comfort me, God. Protect me, provide for me, Lord. Give me good health in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless your church. Bless your people. There's the time for prayer and petition. This time in the name of Jesus. Anoint our prayer. Lord, let your communion between heaven and your church, O God. Lord, let be a miracle today. Let be answer our prayer. Let be change our people's life and situation and hearts in the name of Jesus. Lead us. Lead us, O God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you, Lord. We adore you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We magnify you, Lord. We worship you, O Lord Jesus. Pray now. Pray for yourself. Pray for your family, husband, your wife, your children, your parents, your father, your mother. Pray. Pray for everyone. Lord, any one of them is in bad shape, he's sick, he's doing wrong things. Pray that the Lord will touch right now. Touch. That says in the name of Jesus. Lord, hear our prayer. We are praying, O God. Pray now. Pray for those who are around you, are causing trouble in your workplace, your neighbor, your colleagues, your friends, whoever has caused you heartache and trouble, put him in the hand of the Lord. The Lord will deal with that situation. The Lord will deal with that person. Be careful for nothing. Put in the hand of the Lord. Lord, we are putting all our care and burden unto you. You will be the one to help us. You will be the one to guide us. You will be the one to answer our prayers in the name of Jesus. Lord, I put that situation. I put that person, O God. I put that sister, that one man, that woman in your hand, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We trust you for relief. For relief. For answer our prayer. Hear our prayer, O God. Hear our cry for you, Lord. We are crying to you, O God. Save us, O God. Deliver us. Strengthen us with your grace and your mercy in the name of Jesus. Pray now. Pray for your workplace. Pray for your boss. Pray for your company. Pray for the country that you are residing. To those who are here, and you are here, and to the wherever this message is taking place and reaching, that everyone pray for the country that is residing. O God, you promise that we pray for the city, we pray for the prosperity of the city that you have taken us, that when we pray for them to prosper, we too will prosper. I pray for the prosperity of this country, this place that we are residing, the country and the place that my brother and my sister and other congregations, O God, where they are residing, that bless this country and this nation, O God, so they will be also prosper in the name of Jesus. I pray prosperity for the nation of India, nation of Philippines, nation of Kuwait, nation of Sri Lanka, nation of Indonesia, nation of America, nation of Australia, nation of Africa, nation of Malawi, nation of Sierra Leone, Lord, wherever the message will go forth, I pray for prosperity. I pray, we pray you prosper, O God. Prosper, O God. Bless my brother and my sister, jobs and visa and salary and income, rewarding with their company so they will be blessed also in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God. We magnify you, we adore you, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayer. Hear our supplications. Lord, bless yourself. Pray now for your country, from where your origins. Pray for that country to be prosperous. Pray for that country to know the Lord. Pray that God will use it to evangelize your own town people. Lord, hear our prayer, revival upon revival of God. Salvation upon salvation, O God. Healing upon healing and miracle upon miracle to be done in the name of Jesus. Lord, prove your words to stretch out your hand and do miracle in the name of Jesus so that they will know you are the true God. Lord, hear our prayer. Hear our cry for mercy in the name of Jesus. Bless your church. And bless your people, O God. We thank you, Lord. We adore you. We pray you. Empower me, Lord, to evangelize to my own country people. Empower my brothers and my sisters, every one of them to evangelize his own, her own country people in the name of Jesus. We pray for salvation. We pray for people to be saved. We pray for miracles. We pray for healing. We pray for wonders. We pray for workers and servants to be raised up from these nations that we are praying for right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. Pray for the church. Pray for more evangelism. Pray for more gifts of the Holy Ghost in the giving to the church. Pray for more workers. Pray for more areas to be opened with the gospel. More congregations to be planted. More Bible study to be planted. Pray for yourself that God will use you. Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost, O God, so that I will serve you more effectively and fruitfully in the name of Jesus. I pray, O God. I pray you lead us to people. Lead us to families. Lead us to nations. Lead us to new languages and new countries, even continents, in the name of Jesus. We trust you, God, that you can do it fittingly. Lord, you say in the promise, ask of me and I will give you the nation, the end of the earth as inheritance. We pray that you give us the nation. We pray for more souls to be harvested. We pray that you stretch out your hand and do miracles in the name of your Son, Jesus. Lord, I pray you give us boldness to evangelize. Give us boldness. Pray for yourself, Lord. Give me boldness. Fill me once again with the Holy Ghost to evangelize in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer, for everything you give and you provide, O Lord. Let your will be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God. We thank you, Lord. We pray. You anoint our worship, O God. You anoint our song, O Lord. You be with us as we worship you. We need you, Lord. We need you in our life. We need you, Lord, in every moment, Lord. We trust you in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayer. Hear our cry to you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you, O God. Let your will be done, O Lord. Hear our prayer. Hear our cry. Let's all stand in the presence of the Lord. Let us worship him in the spirit and the truth. The Lord is near. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer, petition, thanksgiving, to present your wish, request to God in the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Will guard our heart and mind in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let us enter his gates with thanksgiving and with the praise and with the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Please bless you, God, for your goodness, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for satisfying us, healing us, comforting us. Thank you for leading us, O Lord, into life victorious in your presence. Thank you for all the miracles. O God, I did at this time. I come to you, Lord, your brothers and sisters are passing hard times, trials, troubles. Lord, I pray that you will not let them, and I am sure you will not let them to be alone, but you are with them to lead them out in a victory, in a testimony. O God, in a blessing, even I pray, O God, that you will bless their families, O God. Bless the work of their hands, Lord. Whatever their hand is taking, Lord, I pray for you, bless it, O God. I pray you bless the rest of the items of our worship, the giving, the message, the prayers, O God. The evangelism, O Lord, the altar call. We pray that you bless all the ministries that are attached to your church. That we, Lord, that we are blessing our flowing grace to multitudes of people. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Proverbs. Chapter 3, and let's read verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with a new wine. As we bring to the Lord our tithes, our offerings, our first fruits, our vows, and whatever God has given us and we give part, as we being faithful to God, then the Lord also will give us back thousand times what we had given him. As we have promised here, that thy barns shall be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with a new wine. As you give to the Lord your first fruit, your tithes and your offering, the Lord will add to you and will give you more. Lord, we thank you. We bless you. Thank you for all that you give us. We bring it back to you, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus that you bless those who gave. I pray that their barns shall be filled with plenty, and their presses shall be burst out with a new wine. I pray for thousand times you give back to whatever your people have given you. And I pray that this money that you have raised upon it, your hand upon it, multiply it, let it reach the places, let it reach the need, whatever things needed to be done, use this money, O God. I pray for wisdom to those who handle it, to those who distribute, to those who give. I pray that your will be done. Lord, let it be used to reach the lost and bring souls unto you. I pray for the protection of the salaries of my sisters and brothers and their income. Protect their work, protect their health, protect their families. Protect their children, O God. Add to them blessing upon a blessing. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in this name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning once again to everybody. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 5, and we start a series and lessons we're going to learn from the sermon of Jesus on the mountain. We start today and every week as we go through the Word of God, we learn new things from Jesus our Lord. Today we will read Matthew 5, verse 1 to 12. The scripture known as the Beatitude. Those who are blessed in God's love. As much as we have time today, we respond to scriptures. We get enriched with the scriptures. We get fed with the scriptures. And get direction and wisdom, and we'll be able to see clearer way and what God wants us to live and to know and to do. Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 to 12. And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and told them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Let's pray. God, thank you for this day. Come before you in the name of Jesus. Anoint my lips, O God. Anoint your word with verses and statements. And direct the message in the way that you want it to flow. It be health, healing, hope, wholeness to your church. People to get saved. People get revived. People get taught and directed in the right way that you want. As you want them to go through. Oh Lord, I pray you take the message beyond these walls and make it reach the congregations of the church and our members, the families, those who are here and those in other places. Use this message, oh God, to bring revival, understanding, and wisdom, and grace, and humility, and teaching, and way of life, and ministries, and miracles and wonders through your grace. This all we ask and pray in His name. Amen. And therefore we read that the Lord seeing the multitude. And when He saw the multitude, He went up into a mountain. So there were people coming after Him, multitudes of people. And when he saw them, he went up to the mountain. Either he will go up to get separate himself from the crowd, either he want to pray or he want to be with his disciples to teach them. But as we read in verse 1, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. So when he went to the mountain, whatever was his purpose, we found that he set himself, he prepared himself, and the disciple came to him, and in verse 2, and he opened his mouth and told them. So, that sort of end up that they will have the Lord, he will have a Bible study with his disciples. In verse 1, they say when he was set, his disciples came unto him. You know, at the time of Jesus, when there's a Bible study and when the word of God delivered, there's the teacher and there's the disciples, there are the students. According to the Jewish history and the Jewish tradition, at the time that Jesus came, the teacher who teaches the word of God will sit down. And that's what the Lord did. And when he was set, he gets the place, he says, and his disciples came unto him. They say that those who learn, the disciples, the students, they will not sit down. They will stand up. The teacher will sit down and he will teach. And those who are learning, what they will do, they will not sit down. They will stand, because that is the way they honor the word of God. Now, the situation now, I think it's opposite, right? Those who teach, they will stand. And those who are learning, they will sit down and relax. Have you got the point here? The value of the word of God over the ages has been changed. At that time, they are grateful, they are thankful that somebody is teaching them, somebody is responding to them, somebody is directing them. Nowadays, it is the opposite. The one who teaches is grateful that some people are listening to him. You see here, the more we downgrade the word of God, the more we give less importance to the word of God, the more the blessing of God will be less in our lives. So here, the disciples were around him. He was in a sitting position and they were standing. They want to learn. And in verse, have you get the point here? That when we come to value what God is going to give us through His word. That's why in reading the Old Testament He says, rise in the presence of the elder. When elder people will come, the people will rise because they are teachers. The elders, they are there. See, I'm not speaking about the elders today. At the time of when the Bible is written, the elders, according to the standard of God, they need to follow the word of God. They need to be the teacher, they live it, and they discipline the people under their care. How to walk with the Lord. That's why they rise when the word of God is spoken, they will stand. They give importance, they give heed to the word of God. And he says, verse 2, he opened his mouth. He opened his mouth and he told them. He opened his mouth so that he can speak loudly, he can speak clearly, he can speak precisely what the word of God is and what God sent to them and what God wants them to know. And that's why, even today, we are called to open our mouth and speak the precise word of God that God wants us to say. Listen to me. In every situation, we are called to speak clearly, not to compromise, to make a clear definition of the things that God wants us to speak, so that the people will be taught. Not only they'll be taught, the people will be also satisfied. When Jesus opened his mouth, he will satisfy us, because his word will bring life. It will bring direction. It will give teaching. It will give insight of what we need to do in our lives. So he opened his mouth and he taught them. And we need to open our mouth, and we need to teach, we need to respond. We need to tell the truth, even if the disciples are not happy with the truth, but we need to say it as it is, because that's what God wants us to say. And in verse 3, he starts to tell them the teaching. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. He's speaking to them now about who are those who will be blessed. The first category, those who are poor in the spirit. Poor in the spirit does not mean that they are poor in material things. Those poor in the spirit, they have material things, but they don't consider what they have is of force compared to the riches that is with God. Many people, they gauge their material blessing with their real blessedness. The poor in the spirit, they are not relying on the material things that they have, but they are looking forward on what the Lord will give them of His heavenly riches. They are not looking on the earthly things, but they are looking on the heavenly things. The things that will come from heaven. Those who are in the spirit, they are not arrogant. They are not haughty in their spirit. The poor in the spirit, they know that they lack a lot of things, and they want God to bless them and to draw them near to Him. You know, in the book of Revelation, we will read about the church in the Laodicea. Because I'm speaking about those poor in the spirit. Those poor in the spirit, for them shall have the kingdom of God. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. God will give His kingdom to those who are poor in the spirit, not those who are arrogant, not those who are high-minded, not those who are haughty, not those who are proud of themselves. In the book of Revelation, chapter 3, have you seen people, they say, we need nothing? Book of Revelation, chapter 3, and let's read verse 14 to verse 22. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen and the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy words, that thou art neither cold nor hot. How if thou wert cold or hot? So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eyesalve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. That he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Amen. So here they said in Laodicea, this is the word of Jesus to them, the faithful and the true witness. He sent them a message. He told them in verse 15, I know thy work, and he told them, I know that you are neither cold nor hot. What you mean here, they have not reached the perfection in certain areas. They have not been perfect, or they have not done the complete thing. He says, I want to be either called, one area that you really need to be called, you need to be called, or you have to achieve certain things to be hot, you need to be hot, but you neither achieve anything perfect and complete. He says that you are lukewarm. You did not reach the level that I would expect you to be. He says, I cannot take you as cold, and I cannot take you as hot. You are lukewarm. What I need to do, what is in front of me, I just want to spill you out of my mouth. I want to take you out from my mouth. The problem of that church, the problem of the people in Laodicea, as we are speaking about poor in the spirit, in verse 17, because they think, I am rich. Have you get the point? They think that they are rich. That's why he says, those are the poor in the spirit. Those who are rich, but they think, they consider themselves, they are poor, they have not attained it. Have you get the point? They realize we need a lot of things yet to come in our life from God. We can't boast of what we have, but we lack a lot of things. He says to them, you say that I am rich. That's how they describe themselves. We don't need anyone. We are rich and increased with goods, because they are things that they are complete. We don't need anyone. Even God, even the word of God, even advice, even counsel, they don't need. They say, you say, I am rich, increased with good, and I have need of nothing. He told them, that's what the way you think. You are not thinking that you are poor. You think that you are rich in the spirit. You think yourself complete, perfect, big head. I'm complete, I'm better, I'm best. That's what he's saying to them. In verse 17, that's how he described him. And now it's not that thou art riches. He told him, you are not aware that you are riches in a bad figure and bad situation. Look to yourself. Miserable. He's describing them. You are not seeing that these things that you are miserable. You are not seeing that you are poor. You lack a lot of things. And then blind. You cannot see the truth. You cannot see ahead of you. You cannot see what is right from the wrong. And naked. You think that you have nice clothes, you are well dressed, but Jesus is rising here as naked. So all these are lacks and needs. When they look to themselves, they don't see these things. They think themselves they are best and better than other people. You know, we need to understand today. When he told his disciples, blessed are the poor in the spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The disciples came to him. And we need today to come to the Lord. In Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, we need to come to the Lord. Never think that you are complete and you need nothing. Still, we need a lot of areas. The more we are humble, the more we will be blessed with the Lord and the kingdom of heaven will be for us. Matthew 11, verse 28 to verse 30, says the Lord, come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in the heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The Lord here is telling to them, thank God today. Don't think you are rich. You need nothing. See yourself. You are wicked. You are miserable. You are poor. You are blind. And you are naked. He said, come. We need to come to the Lord. We need to draw near to Him. The more we draw near, the more we'll be like Him. There's a distance between us and the Lord. We need to draw near to Him. We need to come to Him. And when we come, He will give us rest. He will carry our burden. And also, the second thing, when we come to Him, He says, take my yoke. We need to take His yoke. We need to be yoked with Him. We need to be paced with Him. We need to walk with Him. We need to follow the direction that He gives us. In our life, you need to come to the Lord. You need to take the yoke, bind ourselves with Him. How many you think that you are in the wrong place? Every one of us, God has placed Him in a place and in a discipline, and we should accept we need to be yoked with the Lord. We cannot do our own. Otherwise, God will deal with us harshly. We need to take the yoke of the Lord, go with Him step by step, face by face, humbling down, and learn from Him. And learn from me. As we are walking with Him, we will learn from Him. We will see His life, and we will translate what we see in His life in our life and what we need to do. Amen. The Lord want us to be poor in the spirit. Poor in the spirit means, Lord, I am a baby. I need more to learn, Lord. Lord, please teach me. I am far away. I am coming to you near. I will take your yoke and I'll be yoked with you, Lord. And I am willing, God, to learn from you. That is the point. That is the way our life will become easier. When we come full in the Spirit, we will have salvation. For us will be the kingdom of heaven. Now we go back to the book of Revelation, chapter 3 and verse 18. When we come to the Lord, he said, come to me and I will give you rest, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. And learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. Jesus is meek and lowly, and he is humble, and we learn from him, and we find rest for our soul. His yoke is easy, and his burden is light. He said to them, and to the church in Laodicea, we say that we are rich, we need nothing, we are perfect. He said to them, I counsel thee, in verse 18, please listen to me. I counsel thee, what is that verse that is to them? To buy of me gold that's tried in the fire, that thou mightest be rich. He told them, you need to buy from me gold. It means that you lack essential things in your life. Don't think you are rich. You are very poor guy. And you are very poor church. You are very poor church today. And that is the right attitude. Lord, give us the gold that is tried in fire so that we might be rich in you, Lord. Have you got the point? God wants us to be rich in him. We say, I want you to buy of me gold tried in the fire. Gold tried in the fire, something it is tried. The word of God is tried. It is tested, it is approved, it is approved. He said that he'll be rich. And what else he asked him to buy? To get white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, because they were naked, right? They were poor, so I give them gold. They are miserable. They are riches. What else? They are naked. I tell them, you think that you are wearing expensive clothes? You look to yourself. Yes, you are wearing expensive clothes, but you are naked. So what do you want to give them? He wants to give them white raiment, you know. That is the robe of righteousness, the righteousness act of the saints. When in the book of Revelation, they were wearing white linen. This is the white cloth, is the righteous act of the saints, the good work that we need to learn from Jesus. Have you got the point here? We need to learn to do the good things. The poor in the spirit, whatever they are doing good, they will not boast of what they are doing. Lord, we are doing nothing. Please give us more opportunity to do the good things. He told them, so that you take from me white raiment so that you will cover your nakedness. And what else? He asked him to buy from him. And all thine eyes with eyesight that thou mayest see. They don't have tears. He told them, I will give you salt. I will give you salt so that you will be able to anoint your eyes so that you will see. They are spiritually blind. They cannot see their poverty, they cannot see that they are far away from God. They cannot see their inadequacy. And God is calling their attention. God is calling our attention today to the things that we are not aware of. He says in verse 19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore and repent. That is His love to us today. God is rebuking us. God is correcting us. God wants us to wake up. The message is for us today as a church. Sometimes there is self-righteousness. Sometimes there is overconfidence. But we need to understand. We need to be able, we will not be able to understand that we are wretched, miserable, poor, naked, blind, unless we buy the God from Jesus. Because when we compare the riches of the Lord with what we have, we can see that we are poor. Unless we get the white raiment, then we can see what we are not doing. The things that we're supposed to do and we are not doing. The things that Jesus wants us to do and we are not doing. This is the white raiment. The righteous acts of the saints. And we need to allow Jesus to touch our eyes with whatever His saliva, whatever He would put to anoint us, so that we'll be able to see clearly who we are, what the miserable situation we are in. We need to humble down. Blessed are the poor in the spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The church in Laodicea, they were not poor in the spirit, they were high in the spirit. And He said to them, and the Lord really is after that, He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. They are sleeping. They are in grievances. They are not aware. I stand and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will stop with him and he with me. The Lord is calling them. The Lord is calling us today. Even today, we need to open the door, welcome the Lord, welcome His word, welcome His rebuke, welcome His discipline, welcome that He is chastening us. He really wants us to see who we are. We need to humble down before the Lord. There is, as we read in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, there are those who are poor in the spirit. They say, we are not yet. We are just trying. We are just at the beginning of the way. But the church in Laodicea, oh, we are done, we are complete. He says, you poor guy. You are miserable. You are rigid. You're naked. You're blind. You're poor. Yes, you have a lot of things, but you lack a lot of things that God wants to add to your life. You will not be able to get it unless you become a poor in the spirit and humble down. Apostle Paul, in the book of Philippians, book of Philippians, chapter 3, and verse 13 and 14, see Apostle Paul, how he says, brethren, I want to tell you something. I count not myself to have apprehended this. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. He told them, I did not even understand it. I am not yet able to get hold on it. I know there is something better. I am aware of it, but I am not yet getting it. He is pouring there. The Spirit, he did not say, no, I am there. No, he is there. I'm not you. Behold, I wanted to know something. Behold, I am not yet apprehended. Hey, I am not able to get it till now. But this thing, one thing I do, forget things which are behind. Forget that I am rich, I am perfect, I need to forget these things. And reaching forth unto those things which are before. That's what I press forward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in the Christ. He says, ahead of me a lot of things I need to achieve. Amen. Ahead of us, listen to me, sir. Ahead of us a lot of things that we need to achieve. We are just at the beginning of the road. There are much things we have not yet. We may be able to see from far, but we have not yet apprehended these things, we have not yet gained these things. There are things we have not yet been able to achieve. We are really poor, miserable, wretched, naked, and we today we come to the Lord and we are willing to buy from you, Lord, gold, Lord, refined by fire and white raiment and eye salt so that we can see. Cover our nakedness and our shame. Yes, O God. Blessed are the poor in the spirit. Those who know their position, those who know that they are riches, and Lord, please have mercy on us. He said to them, to him that overcome, he is overcome. To him that overcome will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and I am set down with my Father in His throne. God called us into a journey, a long journey ahead of us, brothers and sisters. We need to move forward. We have not yet achieved the things that God wants us to achieve. We are neither cold nor hot. We are lukewarm. We need to be very careful. God is offering today to buy refined gold, white raiment, to cover our nakedness. Refined gold to make us rich. And eye salt to anoint our eyes so that we can see. We have a blindness. Lord, oh God, I need to overcome. That's our sin. I want to overcome. Lord, I am poor. Confess to the Lord. Can you confess to the Lord? I am poor, Lord. I am wretched. I am miserable, O God. O God, I need you. I am naked. O God, I need you, Lord. I come to you. Your promise, O God, you say, come to me, all of you weary, and I shall give you rest. Come to the Lord and tell him, Lord, I am weary. I am burdened. I am miserable, O God. I am wretched. I am naked. I am poor. I am blind. I take my yoke and learn from you, Lord. I am willing to learn. Oh God, I pray to you to give me a refined gold, what I lack, so that I'll be rich. I lack a lot of things, oh God. Help me, Lord. Hear my prayer. Show me, Lord, the things that I need to do. Give me the white raiment to cover my nakedness. touch my eyes to see the truth, to see the way. Jesus, you're all I need. Hear my prayer. Hear the prayer of my brothers and my sisters. Help us, Lord, to do the work of yours.
Amen.
Careful, guys. Lord, thank you. We bless you, Lord, for your word to us, for answering our prayers, for you will be the one to give us the refined gold, the white raiment, and the eyes of each and every one of us. So we'll be, O Lord, perfected, corrected, moving in the right way, O God, that you want us to move forward in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the victory we have in you. Thank you for the fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word. Thank you for our prayers. Thank you for my brothers and sisters. Thank you for the mysteries. Thank you for the miracles. Oh God, I pray. Oh God, let the message of God be with us the whole weeks and the days to come, that until your glory will be revealed in our lives. I pray that your word, blessed are the poor in the spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, shall be for us, shall be for each and every one of us. O God, I pray for salvation. I pray you take the message. O God, make it clear. Those who are here and those from other places, let their fruit and whatever of the purpose of you, of sending this word, shall be accomplished. So God bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we are not in pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.